Now today we're toward the end of November, and we're thinking of Thanksgiving Day, that wonderful celebration. And today our text will be Ephesians 5, verses 19 through 21. Let's bow for prayer. Lord God Almighty, Blessed Trinity, we do bow with thankful hearts for who you are, and that to pray that this season and every day we would be filled in thanksgiving for our Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We pray that you'll be pleased to bless this message and use it in our lives so that we may give you the glory, do your holy name, and worship you in spirit and in truth. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's just read the text. Ephesians 5, we'll begin with verse 18 through 21. Ephesians 5, 18 through 21, Paul writing, "Do not be drunk with wine, which is in dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit," that is, the Holy Spirit. "And if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, this then is the result: speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in reverence for God." As I thought about Thanksgiving Day and our group getting together for worship service, I began to think, well, what exactly is Thanksgiving? What is thanks, this word that we use? Exactly what is it? Well, another word, of course, is appreciation. Another word is gratitude. Those are words that describe it, but what exactly is it? Well, thanks is a feeling. It's an attitude. It's an inner reality. It's a fact. Thanks is an inner reality. It is within. And it's based on various reasons. Why do we have this feeling or attitude of thanks or being thankful? This attitude, this feeling then, erupts in outward expression, and that is giving thanks. The best thanksgiving is the giving of thanks. But I want to deal with this question, which hit my heart. What reasons do I have to be thankful? Well, I probably have more reasons to be thankful than any other person who lives on earth. I have abundant reasons to be thankful. And if you're going to make a list, it's good to try to think of what would be first. What is top priority for being thankful? What would you put as number one as your reason for being thankful? And I want to share with you what came to me. My primary reason for being thankful, for being filled with gratitude, is for the Holy Trinity, which you heard in the song this morning. I am most thankful for God our Father, for our Lord Jesus Christ, and for the Holy Spirit. Just who our God is. We wouldn't want to change anything about Him because He is perfect. Well, let's run through this together as we think, first of all, of being thankful to God our Father. During the days and history of the Old Testament, God was known as the Almighty Creator, the Judge who could bless or curse. To the Israelites, He was their protector and provider, to whom they were also accountable. But when our Lord Jesus Christ came here, He introduced God as Father. He used the term, my Father. He has sent me. I am here by His will. And then He taught the disciples to pray, our Father. God is our Heavenly Father. And in the book of Galatians, we have the expression, Abba, Father. Abba is a term of endearment, so that we have learned to say, our dear Heavenly Father. An expression of love, an intimate expression of relationship, Abba, Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks that He is our Heavenly Father. Now, what has He done for us? Well, many things, but just in relationship to the family as Father, He has adopted us into His family. We who lived in rebellion, and lived as enemies against Him. He has loved us and adopted us into His family. Now, of course, He would not be true to His integrity and justice unless He had made proper arrangements to do this. And so He did this through the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, who satisfied God's justice and who made the way for God to adopt us into his own family, where we are now sons, that is male and female, sons in His family, full-grown adult sons, legitimately sons of God, ready to receive full inheritance. And this was love. God our Father loved us and did that. Herein is love, not that we loved Him, but that He loved us. We love God because He first loved us. God our Heavenly Father loves His people. Adopted them into His family. The earthly illustration I think of is found in Luke 15, the story of the son, who seems to get all the publicity, and the hero is made out to be this prodigal son who left home and wasted his life and then came back. The real hero in that story is the father. What a father! He was willing to let his son fail so that he could see who he really was. And when the son wanted to come home, the father met him graciously, lovingly, wept over him, brought him back into the home as his son. He received that prodigal son. Our Heavenly Father receives us this way. And oh, what a picture of grace. And that father did not invite the son back home and say, "All right, you can come back, but this is the way you better measure up. This is what you have to do. These are all the rules you keep." No, he just brought him back in love and grace. That is our Heavenly Father. We are thankful to him. Let's pause right now in our message and give thanks to God, our Father. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for such gracious love that brought us into your family. And thank you this morning that it is in our hearts to say, "Dear Heavenly Father, accept our thanks this morning. Accept our gratitude for what you have done for us. And accept our love for you as we respond to your love for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen." For what are we most thankful? To God, our Father, for who he is and what he has done for us. Now, our Trinity includes God the Son, who is known as the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's just take a look at each one of those words. First of all, the article, T-H-E, the definite article, which makes it direct and exclusive, meaning that he is the only Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other Lord Jesus Christ. Never has been, is not now, never will be another. He is the only one qualified to be known as the Son of God, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the word Christ is his eternal title. He was always Christ. From all eternity, he is Christ. That is his eternal title. The Anointed One, who would be appointed to be the Savior. He is the eternal Christ, without beginning and without ending. He is as full of deity as is God the Father. He is as much divine as is God the Father. He is the Christ. When he was born here, his name was given, the human name, Jesus, which means Savior. The eternal Christ became Jesus the Savior. Jesus never became Christ. Christ became Jesus, and he is here as our Savior. His mission was to go to the cross and die for the sins of God's elect, and then to be risen from the dead, and then ascended back into glory with God the Father. Now this brings up the term Lord. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the sovereign God. The Lord means ruler. He is the absolute ruler, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there is no other Lord. How thankful we should be for our Lord Jesus Christ, who came, lived, suffered, and died for us to save us from our sin, to save us from eternal condemnation, to save us from eternal punishment. Oh, how gracious he is. As John wrote about him in chapter 1, said that Jesus came full of grace and full of truth. He is the truth. He is grace. He is the wisdom of God. And he is our dear Savior. Let's bow in prayer and give thanks for our Savior. Before you, our Lord Jesus Christ, we bow in worship. Worship and praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for all that you did for us in experiencing life here in this kind of world, living with sinners, receiving abuse and ridicule, and in innocence going to that cross to die for the guilty. Thank you that your death and sacrifice on the cross was adequate and sufficient to take away our sin forever, and to forgive us of all our sin, past, present, and future. Thank you for your present position as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and that you are ruling by your providential purposes all that is happening today in our own individual lives. Accept our gratitude as it comes out of the sincerity of our hearts for who you are and what you have done for us. In Jesus' own name we pray. Amen. The third person of the Trinity, of course, we know is the Holy Spirit. Jesus came, he left bodily, but he stayed here spiritually by the Holy Spirit, who is the third person in the Godhead, and he is here. God is here. Christ is here. The Holy Spirit is here. And he dwells within us, not with temples of buildings, but in the believer. He is here. How could we ever be thankful enough and praise God enough for this plan and purpose whereby he would come and remain here with us? He is here. What is he doing? He is teaching believers the truth of the Scripture. We could not open this Bible and read with understanding unless he opens it to us and opens our heart. He teaches us. He counsels us. He gives us guidance. He reveals to us what is right and what is wrong and which path to take. He is our wisdom. He strengthens us. We are weak and needy people, and we face items in our life each day that are beyond our ability and are beyond our weakness. And he comes alongside and strengthens us. He is also our protector. The Holy Spirit protects us and restrains us as we live in a world of temptation. The Holy Spirit comforts us. There are many things entering our life that tend to disturb and defeat or depress, and he comforts us by being with us. The Holy Spirit is patient. And I can't imagine just how really patient he is as he lives within us here and sees and hears and knows what we are doing, and yet how patient he is to remain and stay with us. How faithful he is. The Holy Spirit is faithful to us and is conquering our pride and is conforming us to the image of Christ. And the wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit is that he wins. We are in conflict with him, with our old nature, but he wins. And we will be presented in heaven without spot or wrinkle or any blemish because of the Holy Spirit. Let's now bow in prayer and be thankful for the Holy Spirit. Dear Holy Spirit, we do thank you for your willingness to live here with us and in us. And oh, how grateful we are this morning for how you put up with us in our weakness, failure, and sin, and how you are training us, and how you give us faith, and how you teach us, and how faithful you are. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. So we give thanks to God, our Holy Trinity. And we could say that one of the primary evidences of being filled with the Holy Spirit is that we are thankful people. Let me read it again. Do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. And this is the result of being filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, immediately after the exhortation, be filled with the Spirit, is this result given: giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of Christ. Am I a thankful person this morning? I can say that I am. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has filled me with thanksgiving. Are you a thankful person this morning as you listen to this message? If you are, it's because the Holy Spirit has filled you. If you are not, it's because you have filled your life with distractions and you need to come to him in prayer and ask him to renew your spirit of thanks. Now, this attitude of being thankful is an inner reality that becomes an outward expression. And this idea here scripturally is not something casual, not going through the motions of making a list once in a while and saying thanks. No, biblical thanks, Holy Spirit thanks, is a consuming passion that is within, that simply erupts and bursts. We don't need to tell each other to be thankful. It should be an inner reality in us because of the grace of God in Christ for our salvation and all that accompanies it. We can be in prayer that this will be a reality with us, that this Thanksgiving season will be more meaningful than anyone we've ever experienced, because being thankful to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is so real, it consumes our life, and we are filled and we erupt with giving thanks. Let's do that now. Lord, we thank you for the teaching of Scripture, which shows us that being filled with the Holy Spirit is giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is our desire, and this is our life. In Jesus' name, amen.